One of the most wonderful things we get to do at Christmas time and the days following is eat sweet treats. Cookies and candies, cakes, pies, and pastries. Many of these wonderful treats are filled with things. Cookies are filled with little surprises. Candies and truffles are filled with chocolate, caramel, nuts, or fruit. And let's not forget the pastries. Those are the best. Cream puffs are my personal favorite. Filled with ooey, gooey, yummy filling, they squish in your mouth and bring delight to your palate. I do love these sweet treats, but truth be told, I'm the one who's completely filled now. I'm beginning to feel like a real cream puff, stuffed and squishy. The shepherds got their fill on Christmas night, but not with candies and chocolates. They were filled with awe and wonder as a multitude of heavenly hosts appeared to them and told them of our Savior's birth. I want to take a closer look at the shepherds today because I believe we can learn some things about adoring our Savior. Let's pick up where we left off yesterday in Luke 2. Remember, the angels have just announced Jesus' birth to the shepherds, singing glory to God in the highest. Luke 2:15 through 20 says, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Let us go over to Bethlehem. Such a simple phrase, yet filled with such wisdom. After the magnificent appearing and message from the angels, the shepherds wasted no time. They didn't question what they saw. They didn't run away, hide, or become paralyzed with fear. They simply said, "Let us go. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." The shepherds were eager. They had a willingness and zeal to see, know, and understand the truth of Jesus and his birth. Do you have a keen desire to know, see, and understand the ways and truths of God? That means that when something new or unexpected happens in life, instead of running away, hiding, or becoming paralyzed with fear, our response is instead, "Let us go and see this thing." A mindset like that is found in a heart that desires to adore Jesus. A mindset like that looks at things with eyes of hope, not fear or dread. An adoring heart is a resting heart, one that rests in God's unfailing love and rejoices in all things because of trust in Jesus. To adore means to show honor, to give attention to love with all your heart. An adoring heart is a worshiping heart. One of my favorite carols of Christmas is "O Come All Ye Faithful." O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. But there's something else in this passage that caused me to stop and consider its meaning and implication. The shepherds said, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They got it. First of all, the revelation came from the Lord. The Lord, the supreme God of the universe, the one in complete authority, made this news known to them. They knew this revelation was important because it had come from God. They knew this revelation could be trusted because it came from God. And they knew they must respond to this revelation because it came from God. So what did they choose to do? They chose to go and adore Him. What about you? When you receive a word from the Lord, do you deem it as important? Do you trust it because of its origin? Do you rightly respond to it with affirmation and adoration? This verse is filled with a wonderful surprise, just like those pastries I mentioned earlier. There is a magnificent truth here. The truth is this: when we receive a revelation from God, good or bad, our response should be, "Let us go and see." We should eagerly go forward with joy and anticipation, expecting the supreme God of the universe to work in and through our situations for His glory, all the while adoring Him, remembering who He is, and ready to see Him work and move. What has been made known to you recently? Are you filled with fear or dread? If you are fear-filled, are you able to turn your response from fear and dread to adoration and assurance? Can you say, "Let us go"? Will you eagerly go to God, anticipating His glory in your situation? Will you commit to be filled with adoration for Jesus in the midst of the bad as well as the good? Verse 17 says, "The shepherds made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child." That means they testified to what had been revealed to them. And what was the result? "And all who heard it wondered. Those who heard what the shepherds said marveled at the revelation. They were filled with awe and adoration because of this great revelation about Jesus." When we testify about the revelations we have been given by God, our testimony creates adoration in the lives of others. Those around us begin to marvel at God, and this brings Him great glory. Lord Jesus, we adore You today. We fall to our knees in adoration and praise, for You are the one true God, the supreme God of the universe. Because of who You are, we can say, "Let us go," trusting and believing that You are already there. Today, help us to worship and adore You in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.